Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Roach Coach Podcast, the journey to create the new metal canon. My name is Lauren Kozlowski. With me, as always, the Indigo Angel, Jennifer Bloomer.
Hello.
And the original Roach Rider, Mr. Matt Noz.
Keep it rolling, baby.
There we go. Today, we are listening to something that was recommended to us many moons ago, all the way back, if you remember, the Edema episode, episode 44. Crossbreed, Synthetic Division. I believe it was Jeff Kelly, your coworker, Jenny.
That's right.
Who basically slipped you a copy of this and said, for the show.
Yeah, that's right. He was ready for us to listen to it.
Jenny, you're a little under the weather today, but you are ready to power through.
I am. That's so, yeah. If I sound like
you got
some,
a sweet, like, sweet sultriness to that voice today.
I know. Well, hello, everybody.
Ooh, velvety tones.
I feel hello. Like a pile of shit. Here I am. Yeah, but you know. I somehow think I'll power through.
The new metal must go on.
That's right. According to these cough drops, I have to have motivational things on them. It says, put your game face on. So, you know what, Halls, I will. Here we go.
Perfect. Jenny's got her game face on. Before we dive into Crossbreed, we got to talk about who's tweeting.
Who's tweeting? Is?
So, we did a flaw episode, and it was a big one. Incredible responses, 21 shares on Facebook, which
amazing.
Is amazing. People shared it far and wide. People tagged lead singer Chris Voles. He shared it on his page. A couple other members from the band shared it. Thank you guys. This is amazing. Jenny, when we found out it was being shared so much, you texted me and said, I'm so glad we put it in the can.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I just think about sometimes when we like an album a little less, it would be pretty probably not good for us if the people in the band were tagged in it and then all of their like loyal fans. But you know, whatever comes along with the territory. We got a lot of Facebook responses. Nick Fenton says, I love this album so much, so your words will hurt more than normal. Nick, that's fair, but we're not that mean. After listening, he said, I am pleasantly surprised. I assumed the Smooth Boys would be a killer for Jenny. Nope. This was such an important album to me back in the day. Foles is one of the few singers who I would listen to even if he was singing a phone book. Thank you for doing this album. Now please do Fly Bangers Head Trip to Nowhere. Thank you.
We hear you on the Fly Banger. We hear you.
Words we thought we'd never utter.
Who thought we'd ever be there? Scribble. Coming in hot. I wouldn't expect anything less. He said, all caps, now this is canon worthy. Unlike that Cold Chamber bullshit.
Thank you.
He said, great episode. Never heard Flaw till this episode, so thank you. You want to talk about sincere vocals and lyrics, this is it. And then he said, P.S., I think it's time for a new Mushroom Head episode. XII, or however you want to call that, what would that be? 21. What was that? 21?
XII is 23.
23. The follow-up to XX, the album shipped gold.
Hold it. XII or XXII?
It's XII.
XII. That would be 12.
12.
Oh, boy, guys.
So they went backwards? Okay, I don't know.
Metal math.
All right. here's the thing. Well, the album shipped gold and is Mushroom Head defining their sound. Almost every song starts a crazy mosh, much less experimental than the previous albums. Please, Roach Coach, all caps. And then Chad World walked in and said, yes, preach. The dream is over to activate any pit at any music festival. Once again, we hear you. We'll see what we can do. Let's see. A lot of other people came in. We had people sharing Flaw tattoos that they have, which is amazing. Thank you for that.
In this episode, you said that their fan base is loyal.
Oh,
holy cow, you are right.
No hyperbole. People were saying this band changed lives, positive message, a lot of hashtag only the strong survive. A lot of that best I am, a lot of people love that. So yeah, we had a couple tattoos posted. Catherine Stanley Anderson, who has the tattoos, who's a big Flaw fan, said she loved the episode. One of the most entertaining reviews / podcast in years. And I'd say jokes and all, Flaw was given justice. They were fun to listen to.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Jenny, you have one from Chris Freeman.
That's right. Chris Freeman says, this album bored me to tears.
Oh,
hot take.
Because I like my pits like I likes my steak, burnt to a crisp. Also, can I get some amens for Digimortal? And Alan Smock did give you an amen on that. He says, also love the show. Favorite podcast. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks,
we
Chris.
Very much appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Speaking of hot takes, a hot take from Mr. Joshua Toomey of the Talk to Me podcast.
Oh, boy.
He said, this is in, but not Korn. SMH.
It wouldn't be a week of our lives.
It wouldn't
be. We weren't reminded that we didn't put the first Korn.
You aren't the first person to shake their heads at us.
Yeah, everybody's shaking their heads at that. But, you know.
Chad Worrell rolled in and said, if you guys would have reviewed this album in the first 10 episodes, you would have ripped it apart.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Probably true. We were a bunch of hot kids back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we were just mouthing off to anybody and everybody.
Little did we know.
We would become new metal parents.
That's right.
Yeah. Big comment from Jason Andrew Goodman. He was listening to the Disturbed Believe episode, and he said that basically Draymond did an interview and said that the reason that the vocals are so smooth on that second album is because he found that when he went to sing the Sickness album every night, it was destroying his voice, and he had to write songs that would not destroy his voice. I understand. At the same time, Chino Moreno. Michael Smith said he caught Flaw a few years ago at the Machine Shop. Love the Machine Shop. He said, great show, good pit.
All right.
And Jory Moore said, Seven Dust Home. That was it. That just flat out. Shmeev, over on Twitter, if you might remember, he had predicted what we were going to say. And he was surprised by what we actually did say. Right, Jenny?
That is true. He wrote it down.
Let's hear it.
He said, it's just whiny, smooth boy Draymond over some crunchy riffs with a pretty good drummer. Second sentence, because I forgot things, good screams, bad lyrics.
You know what? Sometime parents surprise you. They say, you know what? Take the car out on a Friday. Put Flaw in the new metal canon. We're full of surprises.
That's right.
Jax said, because life is busy, been trying to get through this week's Roach Coach for 4 days. Wednesday, I was like, ugh. Thursday to Friday, I was up to meh. And today, Saturday, I am genuinely enjoying Flaw. Hashtag Shakespeare Boys. Hashtag Roach Rider for life. It's a journey, Jax. It's a journey. The last thing we have to talk about, this is fresh off the press. Kelly K-Fresh posted it on our Facebook this morning. Coming the beginning of 2018, Crazy Town returns to the road. And they are playing Toledo. They are playing Cleveland. They're playing Louisville. And they are also playing Westland, Michigan.
Oh, my God.
The Token Lounge.
Get out of here.
That's right.
Historical site of my high school reunion.
And now, Crazy Town.
Perfect.
Jenny, will you possibly be there?
There is a part of me that kind of wants to go. Just to see what it's like.
You and I need to take a new metal field trip?
Well, let's see when they're going to be there. It's like 2:18. That might be a tough date for you,
Matt.
That
might be a tough one for me.
Yeah. Well,
let me just tell my wife, who's expecting a baby with me on the 22nd of February, look gorgeous. Don't worry. I'm just going to the machine shop.
Oh, no, to Token Lounge.
Oh, to Token Lounge to see, you know, Crazy Town.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Sunday.
Even better.
Even better.
Yeah. If you guys want to come down and see him in Louisville with me, it's a Tuesday. Even easier. And only 2 days from your due date, Matt.
Or if you wanted to go to Iowa City, Iowa on your due date.
Oh, awesome.
They're playing Gabe's.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the hot tip on that, Kelly. We can always count on you.
Yes. That is, by the way, the Born to Raise Hell tour. Matt and Oz.
Do you know me?
Yeah.
Born to Raise Hell.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it for Who's Tweeting.
You all just quietly were like, no, no, you were not. Anywhere, you know what? You're all right.
Like, I've never seen you raise hell.
I'm not a hell raiser. I'm like a mild disruptor. Like, excuse me. Yeah, could you?
Born to mildly disrupt the Matt Haas tour.
Born to pleasantly react. Could you hold on?
Keep on tweeting on Facebook, Twitter, email roachcoachpodcast@gmail.com. The album of the week, Synthetic Division by Crossbreed. Jenny, when did this album come out?
This album was released on May 8th,
2001.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's right in the thick of it.
Right in the thick.
That is right in the thick of it. Oh, wow. Jenny, any history with Crossbreed?
My only history with Crossbreed is Jeff Kelly mentioning several times that we should listen to them for the show. How about you, Lauren?
None. No history with them at all. Matt Nas.
Very familiar album cover, but it also looks like they took Digimortal and were like, give us one of those, but with a fly.
Yeah. It does look like that.
This this was a big thrift. Second and Charles, $4.50. Yeah, the front cover does indeed have a fly and some blue. I don't know what that is. Is this supposed to be like genetic code?
Looks like it.
Something like that. Back cover, these guys, sort of like a orgy meets, not an orgy, the band orgy. Sorry.
Yeah, I just showed Matt.
Okay, yeah. It's like orgy meets Rammstein. Meets a
real like,
Run Lola Run,
real cyber goth.
Yeah, we got some dreads. We got some crazy contacts. You know, a little bit of a Hellraiser vibe going on with the face stuff. A
little Cenobite action.
A little Cenobite action with the well, yeah, because you realize no one's wearing actual pants. Everyone's wearing like wrapped leather with openings. If I'm looking at this right.
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like some like bandage wear. Yeah.
And then we've got a lot of what looks like those glow stick glow things that you get at like a fair, but they're all over the place. Like you crack them and then they glow for like 6 hours or something. Inside cover, we got clearly they're doing some welding on stage. Lots of sparks.
Hey, why not?
Yeah. Who's in this band, Jenny?
This band is composed of, I think it's James Reitz. I'm not sure if that's exactly how it's pronounced. Also goes by James Breed. And he's on vocals. And then we have Chris Nemzek on guitar. Corey Floyd on bass. Actually, was it Charlie Parker on bass? Yes, sorry. At this time, it was Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker was later replaced by Corey Floyd. We had Travis Simpkins on drums. And Phil Flip Marquard? I don't know how to say that. On keyboards. And then we have Dan DJ Izzo on the turntables and electronics. Does that add up with what's in the liner notes?
Yeah, yeah. The liner notes are not made for easy use. Everything is like upside down and backwards. Like you're sort of like hunting for lyrics a lot of the time. And so, yeah, all their names are in a circle around this giant fly. But yeah. Yeah, DJ Izzo, Flip. Yeah, the keyboard guy just goes by Flip. Straight up.
I see now. I see now where it is. You know, I flew right by it. And I was like, oh, what is this? I thought it was a track listing. I was so foolish. That's who's in the band.
That's who's in the band. Tag, genre tag is nu metal and industrial metal. And producer is Matt Chiaravel?
Yeah, not sure. Not sure about that.
His name is, his name is a dead link. Links to nothing. This page does not exist. So I have no real info on Matt. except that I know he produced this Crossbreed album. I think that's everything. Did Jeff Kelly tell you anything in particular of what he loved about this band?
I think he said that he saw them and they were very good. This might have been something. It was a while ago that he mentioned this to me. I should have asked him, but I didn't. Because you know what? No one's perfect. But I think it had something to do with seeing them and them reminding him of Orgy or something like that. I'm not 100% sure. Well, you want to just get into it?
Let's just get into this thing.
All right. The first track on the album is Severed.
Naz, you seem to go on a bit of a journey there with that one.
Really was like, oh gosh, that beginning is so like late 90s, early 2000. Like, remember when we could just put Chance out and people would buy it?
Yeah.
And then I nearly activated the pit. They got that good drop with like, we gotta let it go. And I'm like, awesome. And then they take me right back into Mom Likes Bread and Butter territory with those verses. They have a verse problem so far in the first song.
Yeah, this song is long. It's like almost 5 minutes long. And the first time I listened to it, I was like, do I have this just like on like looping this song? Because it just sounds the same to me throughout. I was like, And I really do like the drop.
Yeah, the drop's good.
The drop's very cool. I'm not into the verses. I don't know, Lauren, what did you think?
I want to start going back to the chanting up top. Every time I found that very unsettling, but in a good way. Like I was like on edge, like, oh, what's about to happen here? And then that drop comes in and I wrote in my notes, hot open. You want to feel it go? Like this is quintessential new metal hook. New metal as fuck. I thought the verses were a Korn meets Static X situation. I didn't really have a problem with them. Honestly, I wrote in my notes, these guys sound like they came here to crush.
All right. Well, let's see if they did. Do you have anything else?
Songmeanings.com, kind of useless. Zinsomnia said, Crossbreed plays this song kick-ass live. Anyways, the meaning of this song is kind of obvious, but no one will explain what the meaning of the song is. We're going to run into a whole bunch of interesting characters in songmeanings.com for this one. But yeah, that's all I have for that one.
All right, up next, we've got Seasons.
Fade to become
Were you activating a pit over there, Lauren?
I'm waiting for you to activate a pit. What is going on? I'm watching you, like, think it over. This is blowing my mind right now. In my notes, pit activator.
Wow. Matt, what do you have to say about that?
I'm sorry, Lauren. That chorus is 100% activate the pit. They were smart to basically ditch another verse. So far they have a verse problem, because that first verse is garbage, and then they get to the chorus and they're like, ah, sweet spot, an amen breakbeat for no reason, love it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Oh, lots of those. Not the last time you're gonna hear that one.
So then I'm like, all right. And then they do the drop, and then they pulled it back, and then they went for the chorus again. Good move. Strong move. Shorter song, too.
Yeah, much shorter. It comes in at about 3 minutes.
I think it was the verse took me out of it for a minute, and by the time I would have activated the pit, it was too late. The moment had passed me. I probably would have gotten swept away in the undertow of the pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have gotten crowd killed on that one.
Seasons was a reworked version of a song that was on their self-released album before this.
Oh,
it was also okay. One of the singles from this album. Little information for you there.
I support this choice. I think that's a good one. Zero comments on songmeanings.com. So all I can assume is about, you know, the different seasons. The violence keeps coming back. You know, it's just basically like, what type of violence is this? Oh, it's spring violence or fall violence. Yeah, that's all I have.
I found more information on the producer.
Okay.
Other artists that he has worked with as either he does a lot of engineering, and that's okay. Kind of he's mixing and engineering now more than he is producer. I think this might be his only production credit, like full-blown producer credit. But okay. Warren Zevon, Joe Bonamassa, Brendan James, Space Hog, Kitty, Josh Joplin, and then Crossbreed.
Yeah, they have, this band has a strong Kitty connection. They're from Florida, and they played a festival called the Livestock Festival, where they met some of the women in Kitty. And then a copy of their demo got handed off to one of the A&R people for Artemis Records, which was Kitty's record label. Yeah. And then this album is on Artemis Records. So I'm guessing that came through Kitty.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Where they're like, we have an engineer who needs to cut their teeth.
Yeah, he's tired of working with this guitar virtuoso. I swear that Joe, what's his name? Joe Bonamassa or something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
I've never heard of this fucking guy.
Me neither.
Playing it,
I've seen his name forever.
I swear to God, I've never seen his name before this year. And he was playing at this theater in Detroit. And I started seeing it. And then I just started hearing people talk about it all the time. And I'm like...
You going to Joe? You going to see Joe?
Well, I'm just...
Are you a Joe head?
You a Joe head? Because everyone knows him by his first name.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. I've been hearing people say a Joe head. But then it's like, now I hear about it all the time. And I swear it's like one of those like weird Mandela effect things. He didn't exist and now he does.
There you go. You know what? We might be Joe heads and we don't even know it.
That's true. Well, hey, you know what? 2018 could be the year that we discover that. Here in 2017, we've got some Crossbreed to listen to. Let's check out the next song on the album, Underlined.
Verse issues continue. Sorry, guys, that is a stinker to me.
I agree, Matt. I was like, I was all over the place with the first song. Second song I thought was pretty good. And then we got here and I'm like, what's going on here, Crossbreed? What are we doing?
Yeah. This one felt like a weird radio song or something, but they were still putting like their Crossbreed touches on it with the synth stuff going on.
Underline was one of their singles. I think it was the first single from this album.
Yeah, the video that I could find on YouTube just looked to be some sort of live performance compiled thing. Like, you would think it was not actually like even official if there wasn't like the MTV2 like little logo on it. And if I'm going to be honest, if it's a live video, I generally don't watch it because, one, there's not going to be any worms in it. And
and you have a strong pro-worm video.
Ever since the Flaw video with all those worms, I'm just like, man, every video I watch, I'm just like, worms? And there aren't. So maybe I've just set myself up for a life of disappointment.
I'm sure there are plenty of worm videos out there for you.
Maybe. I hope so. Songmeanings.com. So I went on it, and I was like, 32 comments. Must be some interesting discussion about the song.
Oh, yeah.
And the first comment, the top rated comment, is from Camel Joe, who said, "Jesus Christ, been here 5 minutes and already I see drama." And I was like, what's happening? And what it is that it's a fight between commenter Tool APC and commenter Reitz, R-I-E-T-Z. And it's just back and forth about who's a little bitch and who's gay. And this goes for pages.
Yeah, we get into some pages. Special Olympic stuff, too.
Yep. A lot of, I mean, it's
delicious
all, it's,
internet ambrosia.
It's all May 2002 stuff, so just so you know.
Super culturally sensitive.
Exactly. Commenter DarkLight313. Said, "I think this song is about paranoia and yes, being targeted / targeting someone. And to Reitz and Tool APC, both of you shut up. You're supposed to talk about the song on here, not argue about who is less gay, such on and so forth."
Such on and so forth, indeed.
Such on and so forth. And then Fufu said, "This is what happens when Crossbreed fans get pissed at each other. LOL." And yeah, it just goes on and on. But then there's a comment from a commenter Jacobson 666. So very reputable commenter. And they said, "Tool APC, you do realize that the guy you're talking to is the lead vocalist of Crossbreed. So you need to watch what you say, shit lick." And that's when I realized that indeed the other person is Reitz, and the lead singer of Crossbreed.
You think that's actually him?
Is James Reitz. Well, he comments on other songs and says, at first I was like, what are the chances? But then I noticed he's just Reitz. He's not, you know, Reitz 724 or something like that. He's just straight up Reitz. But there are going to be some comments coming up on some later songs that lead me to believe that it is indeed him, and you should all listen up, Shitlicks.
All right. Well, let's get to that. I mean, I'm excited now. So I was like, oh, this is just some idiot, but could it be the idiot? I don't know. Just kidding, Reitz. You're not an idiot. Up next, we've got Breathe.
All right. Give me those industrial boys. Oh. Oh,
Matt's straight up Mortal Kombat, baby.
My pants are getting nylonier and bigger.
Matt's shirt just turned into mesh.
Everything on my chest is now glowing. These bondage pants feel great. Crossbreed synthesized choruses, and it's just the choruses.
These guys are chorus machines, man. They got these choruses on lock.
Too bad the verses continue not to be up to snuff.
Jenny Bloomer?
Oh, you know, this isn't making me feel any better, I'll tell you that. I don't know. It's just like... I'm with you. I like the choruses. The verses are not so much for me. I'm confused by this, the entrance of all the boopy boys.
I mean, 2001, like, electronica's kind of already had its day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of 97 is really peak electronica.
Well, it seems like they're going for like a My Life with Thrill Kill Cult thing or something.
Like,
and which I'm like, wasn't that like the first Crow soundtrack? So you're like,
well, that's more
almost
like,
10 years late.
Yeah. That's much more like 92.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm trying to think. It was like, what was the peak for Lords of Acid? Wasn't it like
Voodoo You was like 93, 94?
Yeah.
Because I saw My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult and Lords of Acid at the Sextasy Ball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was there, baby.
Wow.
I was wearing a...
What year was this?
That had to be like 94. I was wearing a red ruffled shirt. It was beautiful. I was wearing white pants and a red ruffled shirt.
I'm very sad I wasn't there to see
a lady
that.
Straight up licked my back. It was weird. And then the lead singer of Lords of Acid got hit in the face with a shoe that somebody from the crowd threw at her, and she was super pissed the rest of the show.
I mean, who wouldn't be?
Rightfully so. I mean, that's some garbage.
I mean, because also, if it was one of those shoes that I imagine, like a classic City Club shoe, it had
a New
like
Rock?
Thick.
Can you imagine Jesus. Getting chucked a New Rock chucked at your head?
That's tough.
Yeah, that
no,
could,
thank you.
That would take out a normal person, but the Lords of Acid lead singer kept going.
Wow.
wow. Story knows. Wow.
I'm glad to know about the Sextasy Ball. Didn't know anything about it, and now I'll never forget it.
Oh, Dink opened up, I believe. It was.
Oh, Dink.
Remember Dink? Oh, what a shit show.
I remember Mr. Dink from Doug.
Oh, my God.
I remember learning that Dink means dual income, no kids.
Yes.
And that was Mr. Dink. He didn't have kids,
but he was married.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Mrs. Dink was his wife. Doing great.
Songmeanings.com. So here once again is Reitz. First comment. This song means to me that someone is dying and wondering why they can't breathe one more time. And most likely he's close to death because his soul is telling him he's paralyzed and he wants to breathe again. Parentheses. Sorry to all the ladies for all the he references. Okay.
Interesting.
Nine Inch Nails, or I'm sorry, NIN Punk 420. said, I think it's about the fact that he's about to die and regrets what all he has or what all he hasn't done. It's about regret. And Reet said in response to that, maybe it is. You're cool. That's a weird comment.
Maybe it is. You're cool.
You're cool. Yeah, you're cool. All right.
And then the chemist shows up January 5th, 2006, says, it's about a sexually transmitted disease, you fucks. They bleep out their the U and the F word. Says, my chance, my last chance at sex. He has sex, and he picked up a disease and found that his whole world turned around all because of that, and all he wants is for everything to go back to normal. I just like, it's about sexually transmitted disease, you fucks. Good, good songmeanings.com comment.
Yeah, crossbreed fans are wild on the internet.
They're out of control.
Yeah. All right, up next we've got Pure Energy.
I began to float up and away from my body as my brain seemed to be held in the grip of a giant vice.
You must find strength. You must find strength.
It is activated.
All right, they finally were able to cobble together a verse that didn't ruin the rest of the song.
Well, here's the thing. There's really no more verses. They just keep doing that chorus again and again. This whole song is killer.
Yeah, if Wikipedia is to believe, the song was written when they were recording the album, and they were... oh no, I'm dying. It was on Christmas Day. And they went with their families, and that's what they wrote the song about. Goodbye.
And, oh boy, Jenny's spirit just left your body and it's waving to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, you're pulling it back in with
arms. I'm trying. Keeps getting away from me.
Listening to this song, I for a moment was hoping that it was an Information Society cover.
Oh, because he said the Pure Energy?
Exactly. I was like, oh, give me, I want to know Pure Energy.
I don't know what that is.
Know. It was a pretty big song in the 80s. It's been in a lot of movies. It's like, I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah, that one.
You know, once we both sing it at you, you know.
I could get like six more people. Matt's spirit's leaving too.
Yep, I died the moment you didn't know Information Society.
I'm sorry.
But that's mainly because my bones just turned to dust in my body because of how old I am.
On songmeanings.com, a great thread of people basically saying, wrong lyrics, yup. And Reets was like, sure are. And then someone goes, what's wrong with them? And then someone says, these lyrics are correct. And then someone says, they're just shortened and the spelling is wrong. And then someone said, what is this song about? Someone said, it's about having sex when you're on acid. Mm. Perfect. Because, you know, who doesn't enjoy a sexual experience where the person... Oh, there it is. There are some
things you can't hide. I think Lauren and I killed it.
Oh, this is just like us.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Here it comes.
Pure energy.
Sounds cool, but I don't remember it.
Well, it was an important song to a lot of people.
I believe you. I just don't remember it. I don't hate it.
So Pure Energy in that song and Pure Energy in the song Pure Energy. Love it. Love it. I wrote, this song is killer. We don't need any stinking verses. Do that chorus over and over again.
This album doesn't need any verses.
Well, that's good because they're not giving us any.
Well, they are, but they're just not good.
Right.
All right. Next up, Release Me. Matt Nas, is the issue his voice, the lyrics, or both?
It's his voice, for sure. He is flat, like, a lot. He is off key. He might be flat. He might be, I don't know if he's, I forget what it is, if pitchy. But he is definitely, like, off key a lot in the verses. But he hones it in these choruses and brings me back in. Like, he gave us half a bodies there. Like, it was...
Not... Half a bodies. So just a torso.
Gave us a torso. But, oh, yeah, when he gets into that singing, it's every bad industrial band. He's singing, like, every bad industrial band. Like, oh, God, I can't... Oh.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. No, I don't. This isn't really for me.
This isn't peak nu metal.
No, I can understand if you were seeing these guys live and they went back to those choruses, how it would be really sweet. But just listening to it, I'm just like, all right, guys, come on.
I love the screams. And actually, I wrote in my notes that it was just like, there's no slow songs. We've done enough of these now where I'm always waiting for someone to just fuck up the momentum and drop like a ballad or something.
Well, the third song was a slowdown.
It was a slowdown, but not to like a, you know, Stained, It's Been a While or something level slowdown, you know. So I felt like the momentum was was going. I didn't have the issue that you had, Jenny, with the first song where you felt it was on a loop and it was too long. Like with me and Severed, every time I was like, yeah, let's bring it back. Bring the beat back. So I had less of an issue with that. But I mean, I'm loving these choruses. Just ridiculous. Yeah. What do we got next? We got Machines.
doing his best kind of Jonathan Davis light.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought maybe Jonathan Davis was somehow involved with this after I heard that song.
Yeah.
But no.
No JD.
No JD. What do you think,
Lauren? Well, I noticed this was a return to more breathing issues because there was problems with breathing on another song. So now we're once again, you know, you're waiting to suffocate, which is the worst kind of wait, I would say.
Really unfortunate wait.
The worst wait. What do you? What's this aligned for? What are you guys in line for?
Oh, suffocation.
Oh, okay. I have a fast pass, so I'm just going to go ahead of you guys.
Oh, you luck out.
Suckers, suffocation right away.
Wow. Look at all those plastic bags up there just waiting to suffocate people.
I'm glad that they have bodies on a loop.
Yeah.
And there is a line, I think it comes up later, where they say, return to burn the fucking world.
Wow.
I was like, that's a pretty good new metal lyric right there. Songmeanings.com, Foo Foo, back again.
Foo Foo, back again.
Yep, said, I think it's about some person suffering from depression, contemplating suicide. One more thing. This is my favorite Crossbreed song, smiley face, they rule. And then Reitz rolled in and said, yes, they do. It's him. It's got to be
it's
him.
It's not him.
If it is him, he's the biggest egomaniac we've run across. Like, yeah, I would say that this band totally rocks live. They give it their all. I mean, I know that lead singer really puts it out there for the crowd. And when they reciprocate it, he appreciates it. I remember seeing them one night on a videotape. And boy, oh boy. Reitz journal, like.
I mean, I need one of those great songmeanings.com. You know what? The song is not about that. I know that because I was talking to Reitz, and he told me it. I'm a part of the street team, part of the Crossbreed street team, and I was speaking with Reitz, and he told me it's not about suicide.
It's called Cross Reitz.
Cross Reitz.
Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh, Matt. Matt's done
now.
Oh,
man. That's
See you
it
later.
For Matt.
Hope you had a good holiday. Goodbye.
All right. Do we have anything else?
Not from me.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. I'm doing my best here.
You're killing it.
Like,
you're crushing it.
Slowly fading away. Up next, we've got Painted Red.
No,
some
boop.
More boops.
Boopy de boop. Get more arpeggiator.
Done. Free me from this mortal coil. Why is this happening? Man.
This one really sucked the life out of you.
Dude,
huh?
This song was not good. It was not. I'm like, I understand that, like, the only thing that sounds good to me right now is, like, taking a bath and a bowl of soup and, like, sleeping. So, like, this might not be all Crossbreed's fault, but listening to that right now, I was like, just turn this shit off.
all I heard was taking a bath in a bowl of soup, and I missed the "and a bowl of soup." And I was like, oh, I can't wait to take that sweet soup bath.
No, I said "in."
Oh, really?
You heard me.
I heard you right.
You did.
Yeah, Jenny's all about the soup baths.
Love it. Just become your own noodle, you know? It's great. No, I've never tried to eat soup in the bath.
I
think that might be too much.
Too gross.
Yeah. I don't want to eat in the bath.
No, I want nothing to do with me submerged in the thing I'm eating.
Yeah.
Because I'm gross, so I don't want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, like I'll have like a drink in the bath.
Yeah, that's a cup. That's external.
Yeah.
I'm not like putting a spoon in my bath.
Yeah.
And lifting that to my mouth.
That's gross.
Oh, wait. So you guys are talking about actually bathing in something that you're also eating.
Correct.
I was actually, now I was with you. I was eating a bowl of soup in a bath.
Okay.
But I still don't want to do that.
That's all right. I'm okay with that. You have another vessel.
Yeah.
But if it's like, you know.
If you're in it, oh, God. Ugh.
You know, it's been a while since we've been in the situation where we find ways to talk about literally anything.
I've been dying to do this whole episode.
Talk about baths, soup baths.
Anything.
What's acceptable to eat with in a bath? Let's take some calls.
It's bath talk.
Yeah.
In case you're curious what the residents of songmeanings.com thought of this song, I'll just run through them real quick. Death Raver said, plain and simple, it's about busting a cherry.
Jesus.
Oh, Death Raver. Oh, I can only see you so many years ago being like, I'm about to blow their fucking minds with this one.
Plain and simple, busting a cherry.
Ghost Wishing came in and said, yep, you got that right.
Oh, God. Then Rusted Thoughts comes in and says, I thought maybe anal sex, but both could be true.
And then Callous Disease said, yep, one of the best sex songs. And Zinsomnia said, it's about sex, no question about that. And then Born of Desire 32 said, the lyrics leave out the line from the chorus. I'm coming in, I'm coming in, I'm coming inside.
Oh boy.
According to songmeanings.com, you should put Painted Red on your sex playlist.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I personally do not recommend that.
Yeah, I agree with Lauren. Not a good sex playlist song. Not a good song to listen to while taking a bath. In soup or water or whatever. I put Epsom salt in my bath a
nice.
Lot. Yeah.
Stress reliever.
Yeah. Welcome back to bath talk.
Oh, God,
bath talk.
I was just thinking maybe that makes it a bit like soup, you know, seasoning. All right. Yeah. Well,
Up next.
STEM.
All right. Now, I love electronic music. Lauren is stabbing a keyboard right now.
A lot of synthy boys. I think that what I called it in my notes was what sounds like a hydraulic synth of some sort. Like they're trying to imitate hydraulics or pistons or something like that. But I feel like STEM is like a common song title for whatever reason.
I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be too surprised. I felt that way about Breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Like a million songs called Breathe.
Oh, for sure. And if they're not called that, then they in the song, somebody's going, breathe in, breathe out. And you're like, yep, got it. Mm-hmm. I got a Manson Power Man 5000 orgy vibe from this one.
Yep, I can see that.
Yeah. Sure. Songmeanings.com, Rusted Thoughts, who gave us a really great comment on the last song, said, it also has to do with being really pissed about the idea of quote-unquote God. Like the part with the DJ scratching, God is shit. Good point. What'd you think, Jenny?
I thought it was God is dead, not God is shit.
Yeah, I thought it was God is dead as well. Yeah, I definitely got like a Power Man vibe from this. Maybe that was what Jeff was talking about, seeing these guys with like Power Man or something like that. That would make more sense. I don't know. Just speculating. Mm-hmm. Great listening material. I don't know. These guys, I'm not on their side at this point in the record.
I'd say so.
So, yeah, like I just, at this point, if they had really like blown me away the first few songs, I probably would be feeling a little bit more generous. But now I'm just like, yeah, okay. And I really just, his voice on the verses is just killing me.
How respectful of our time is this record? Because it seems like these songs are quick.
Yeah, it's at 46:16.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad. The songs seem to either be like 3 minutes or 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I guess that's fine, but
yeah.
All
right. Next up, Concentrate.
Short one.
Yeah
2 minute song. What do you think of this one, Jenny?
It was better than the last song, but I don't know, it's almost like I get what you're doing.
Yeah,
I don't know, I didn't love it. I'm just kind of I think I'm just in general like not super interested in this type of new metal.
With the mixing of the, because I thought, honestly, I thought you would be more on board with this as opposed to, like, you weren't really a big orgy fan because you were like, pick up the pace. Why are these songs mid-tempo? And these guys are like, brought more of it. And you don't think these two go together. For some, this is the chocolate and peanut butter. And for you, it's like, no, these two should never really go together.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate the pace of this song for the most part. We spend less time in slow boy land, but mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it's just not for me, you know. Maybe I'm impossible to please.
Oh, hadn't thought
that
about
that. That could be it.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, what do you think? You look sad.
That one actually gave me the most, I want to say, Power Man vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the songs, I think it was Push It.
Yeah. That's Static X.
Static X. Okay. Well, it gave me a Static X vibe then.
Mm-hmm.
That song.
It gave me a Push It vibe.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I've been on board for their choruses for the most part, mm-hmm. and not on board for the verses.
Make yourself a crossbreed chorus mega mix, and yeah, you'll be all set.
Join crossreads. Get yourself.
Crossroads.
All right, next up, Regretful Times.
Oh, come on.
That's a real title.
probably would have loved that song when I was 14.
It has a real, I don't know, that opening synth is very like, I wrote in my notes like rise, like a army charging or something. That was the vibe I got from that.
It sounds like it would have been on like an Underworld soundtrack or something.
Yes. I could definitely see some lichens rising to that. Yeah. For sure. So I know you guys are skeptical on whether or not REITs in songmeanings.com is the real REITs.
Yes.
So on this song, commenter NINPunk420 says, it means that he's pretty much hit the bottom and there's nothing he can do to save himself from what he has become. And REITs said, you know what? You're good at this. Smiley face and sad face. Is REITs hitting on NINPunk420? Is there a love connection happening here?
Hey, you're good at this. I wonder if you'd be good on a date with me, REITs.
Wow. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, man.
Maybe they're married.
That'd be crazy. Where did you guys meet? We met
on Song Meetings.
Songmeetings.com.
Somebody on here probably met.
People were throwing, that was it, a couple episodes ago, people were just like, contact me, here's my email. It's possible. If you met your loved one on songmeanings.com, let us know. I would love to know that.
Agreed. All right, we got one more song here. One more. And it is called Lost Soul.
'90s alt rocky.
Yeah. That's why I actually liked the song.
I kind of liked it too.
I like this one too. Songmeanings.com. Last comment. NINPunk420 says it's about how he lost his soul, and when he found it, it was broken, and he's telling people not to fuck up their lives because you may lose it altogether. Keep doing drugs though. Smiley face.
Huh.
The name is NINPunk420.
Right.
So
420 friendly, we can assume.
That's, yeah. She's not like, hey, go do crystal meth and heroin. No, no, no. Just 420, bro.
420, bro.
Just 420. I'm sure REITs is like, pass to the left, NINPunk.
Will you marry me?
Also, you're good at this.
you're good at this.
Great pass.
What a great blunt pass.
That's how I knew I loved her, man.
The way she just passed that blunt. I'm so good at marijuana talk, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking killing it over here.
It was great. Yep. I'm not even going to try to.
We're a bunch of weed heads over here.
We can't get enough of that green stuff.
Oh, my God. When I hear that grinder clicking. Oh, man.
I know food's coming.
That's right. Mama's home.
Mama needs her smoke treats. Yeah. You know what's up.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, we get those munchies.
Oh, yeah. Watch out, Chips. I'm coming for you. No survivors in this bag of kettle cooked chips.
I'm going to smash a bowl and smash a bowl of chips.
Oh, man.
Okay, we get dude, so
every
wasted.
Day of my life.
Dude, come on. NIN 420.
Yeah. 420. Yeah, we're all cool here. We all smoke weed.
Pretty
hey,
cool.
Man, we're not narcs.
Yeah. No, not at all, fellow youths. It does bring us to the end of this album. And now the discussion about whether any of this deserves a spot in the nu metal canon. Which, if you're just joining us, is supposed to represent the best of nu metal.
This is a good time to tell them.
Yeah, you know, the best
thanks
of nu metal.
Thanks for listening to 1 hour and 10 minutes of podcast.
Yeah. It's supposed to represent the best of nu metal. That if someone were wandered, you know, if an alien landed on this planet and they were like, jazz, cool, rap, cool. Tell me more about nu metal. You can just slide them this list, slide it to them so they don't get freaked out because they're an alien.
Yeah.
And say, check it out. And you know what'll happen? The alien will look at it and they'll go, they didn't put the whole Korn album in?
Why yeah. didn't you put the first Korn out? That'll be our first like communication.
The next the aliens find out that we didn't put the whole
yeah,
Korn album in.
Someone in like SETI or something is
I am Gleep Norp from Aknon 9. I understand that you are making a nu metal canon and you have forgotten to put in the first whole Korn record.
Yeah. They'll have to like whatever, like figure out what the alien saying, like, what does this mean?
Yeah, it just sounds like
yeah.
Don't you understand that Daddy is a very important song?
On our planet, the national anthem is Ball Tongue.
And that's like ends the world.
That's what Roach and Croach.
Yeah, that's right. Quick answer on the canon question.
Yeah. Real quick one.
Real quick. I'm going to say, nah.
It's a pass. It's a pass for Jenny.
Yeah, there wasn't anything on here that stood out to me enough that I would want to put it in the canon. There wasn't, because there were pieces of some of the songs that I liked, but nothing was like super consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was awful all the way through. There were definitely a few songs that I enjoyed, but not to the point that I would like recommend somebody else listen to them. It was like I enjoyed them in the context of having to listen to this album.
Strong take.
What do you think?
I, for the most part, enjoy listening to this album over the past week or so. I wrote that it can definitely activate a pit, although I think I felt it could activate a pit more than you did, Matt.
That's true.
I really liked Severed and Pure Energy. I thought those were pretty good. I really liked Pure Energy a lot. But the general vibe I'm getting is a no. I mean, what you said, Jenny, was actually a very, very good point, was like, listening to it in the context, fine. But like, to the canon, like recommendation, like if you're thinking like somebody's got to hear any of this, perhaps not. Matt Nas?
Yeah. I think Jenny summed it up. I'm a pass. I mean, how can I say everything that I've said about this record and been like, oh, please put this song in? No. It's a no for me.
If you feel strongly about Pure Energy, I could see that. I mean, there probably was the strongest track on the album, in my opinion. But
I think the thing that Matt said, though, about the verses and the fact that basically Pure Energy is the song where they sort of like ditch the verses and just make an all chorus song. But then also where it's almost just pretty much industrial metal.
Yeah.
Barely new metal. Yeah. So I think you guys convinced me. Yeah, this is going to be three no's all around.
Sorry, Crossbreed.
But thank you, Jeff Kelly, for the recommendation.
Yeah, thank you.
So there we go. That is brings us to the end of the episode. Keep on saying hello on Facebook and Twitter. Email roachcoachpodcast@gmail.com. Keep on posting those reviews on iTunes for the Juggalo Hundo.
Juggalo Hundo.
100.
We are up to 47.
47?
47.
Oh, 47. Wow, it looks like that is 47% of the way there.
That is right. We get 100 reviews on iTunes, you guys. We do a special ICP episode. Jenny, you will wear a hoodie.
That's right.
Matt, you will paint your face.
And we got to get a line on a hockey jersey, but for sure.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Jenny already has a hookup on the CD, physical copy of the CD. So, I mean, we got all our ducks in a row. We just need you guys to get your ducks in a row and have those ducks leave some 5-star reviews and ratings on iTunes. And once we get 100, baby, that episode comes to you.
This is the last episode of the year.
It is.
That's right.
Push us into the new year.
Yeah.
One of those sweet reviews.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
Just one of those. Hey, guys, I've heard you talk. I hate ICP, but I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a review. Hey, guys, I hate ICP and I hate you. 1-star. We get it.
Counts. It counts, but I'd prefer you didn't do that.
It does. It's good. We hurts my feelings.
Hurts them.
But we're all right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're back up. We're a solid 5 stars right now, our average rating. We've managed to eclipse some of those wild early reviews. We're back to a solid 5.
Everybody knows Shut Up Hole will always be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll stay with me.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There we go. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, Jenny, thank you.
Lauren, thank you.
Matt
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.